some 2,000 years ago, God sent his sacrifice. He took our sins upon himself, hung there in our shame. He was spotless and so pure, oh, the Lamb of God for sure. For he took me as I was, oh, praise his name. What a friend he is to me, I can hardly believe that the God of heaven brought me out of shame. Why he loves me, oh, so strong, causes me to have a song. Oh, for he took me as I was, oh, praise his name.
Truth of the Matter on the Six Eyes Radio Network, saying welcome one, welcome all to the program tonight, especially our surrounding city and states, our countries near and far, as well as those who've called 424-243-9617, again, 424-243-9617. Just press the number one, join the conversation, as we'll be glad to hear from you, especially your prayer praises, prayer requests, as we have Dr. Doug Quick in the house again with us tonight, giving us another good message from God's Word. So let's hear from you. Sister Ruth, who do we got in the house with us again tonight?
Well, we've always got the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Band of Angels, and you, Brother Quick, and me.
Well, 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 looks like Emily did not join us again. So at least for not this part of it, she probably joined us later. We can pray for that. So let us start out with you, Sister Ruth. What do you got for us?
Well, I'm going to be praying for Emily and, of course, Pastor Quick and his wife. Of course, you have a few issues, too, with that cough you've been having. And I've been having a backache again, but I'm not going to rush over and get no more injections. I believe the Lord's going to take care of it. I might just be straining myself doing something. So I'm going to be okay. Been having an off-and-on sore throat, but I'm still going to hang loose and let the Lord deal with it, and he takes care of me perfectly. So I'm just going to praise the Lord and leave it at that.
Amen. Well, I do have a prayer of praise there, Brother Quick. I think we told you on maybe the last show or so, we had this young man who came by. He's a teenager. In fact, he's only 13. We finally found out what his age is. He came around, and he's offered to take care of our lawn and our yard work for us. And today, he got up on a ladder, and he cleared out all of our gutters even for us. So, I mean, we got everything in the yard work all taken care of. So, I mean, everything is really looking good out there. And I want to praise the Lord for that, because with our both Ruth's problems and mine with our disabilities, we just couldn't get out there to do all of that and keep up with it. And so things were starting to get way backed up. And I want to praise the Lord for that. And this young man, he doesn't even charge people with disabilities at all in the area to take care of stuff like that. And the people that he does charge, he takes that money and he brings it home, helps his parents with the money. He don't even keep the money for himself. So I want to thank God for him, and we want to keep him in prayer. His name is Ian Nash, and you spell that I-N-A, that's the first name, Nash, N-A-S-H, Ian Nash. And then also, Emily sent along a prayer request for a lady and her family, Bonnie, over at the Austinburg Nursing Home and Rehab. On the staff members and the residents there, but in general also all the different nursing homes and rehabilitation centers across this nation, for the residents, the staff members, our first responders, military, our government leaders, whether here or abroad, that they'd seek after God, and, of course, our police forces, first responders, and those that work in hospitals and the patients there as well. And, of course, still praying for the Lord to provide us with a bus, whether he sends somebody by that has one and or for the funds to come in so that we could get one. Either way, however the Lord sees fit. And so now we'll turn it over to you, Brother Quick, for anything that you and Sister Quick have, and then we'll let you take over. But also don't want to forget, for clarity of mind, clarity of speech, clarity of thought for you for the message tonight. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Ken. My wife is sitting right here. I told her earlier, I said, you need to be doing a little talking. She says, don't you think you're going to get me started on that? So I don't know. She's over here laughing. So I guess she wasn't really mad at me, Brother Ken. So I'll let her give a prayer request, and that'll get her broke in.
Well, we went to the doctor with my husband today for his knees, and I believe we found a doctor that is very caring, and he's come up with the idea that he needs some nerve block in his knees. And so that's scheduled for the 28th, and he feels like this is exactly what he's needing. So we're just pray that that does work for him. And continue to pray for Mike Elverson, the pastor of Community Baptist Church in Grant, Michigan. And then we have a praise report. I don't know if we mentioned this to you before, but anyways, we had gotten a call from a friend stating that her daughter's pastor had been in a terrible motorcycle accident and was in critical condition. And so 2 days later, we called to get an update, and we didn't get a call back, and so felt like they didn't know anything yet. And then finally we got through to her, and she said that, praise the Lord, he'd come by and touched him, and he was home recuperating and doing very well. So we sure were thankful to hear that.
He was supposed to have had some holes in his lungs. And the Lord just went by and he had some broken ribs. And the Lord went by and just touched him. And he's doing wonderful. I don't think he's going to be riding motorcycle again for a while, but that's all right. And we've still got our two special unspoken requests. And our prayer warriors that are listening to us this night, Brother Ken said that Emily gave the name of Bonnie for one of her prayer requests. Well, that is my wife's name, Bonnie. And so you can just take you can just put my wife on that same prayer, because my wife is slowed down a little bit, and she's she's gonna have to drive me home after they get these nerve blocks in. And I says, "You don't think you don't want my wife to drive me home?" And this nurse says, "Oh yeah, she's gonna drive you home." And I said, "She says, well, is there gonna be a problem?" And I said, "Well, we'll find out after she gets me home, if she gets me home." So we're only 3 blocks from the radiator from the doctor's office. But my wife has got a disease in her eyes, and then since she had that surgery last year, she's not okayed to drive again yet, and she's not seeing real good for driving. And so I guess maybe we can trust her to get us home 4 blocks.
Might have to get a taxi.
Listen to her. Might have to get a taxi. Good gracious. All right, Emily, it was good to hear your voice. What kind of a prayer request you got for us?
Okay. Just a little bit ago, I just got off the phone with my daughter. And she's all distraught because she's getting ready to make a move from Kentucky to another state. And she's I had to calm her down to get her to where I could understand her. Her job's having her move out of Kentucky to another state. And she's all upset because she goes, "Mom, I really don't want to leave Bubby."
Well, what's your daughter's name?
Betty.
Betty? All right. We'll put her on the prayer list then.
Also, be keeping me in prayer there, Brother Quick.
And we're doing that.
If I told you and Sister Quick what I did, you'd be like, "How in the world do you manage?"
Well, we better not go there tonight.
You know those dog statues, Brother Quick, that people could get to put like in a garden or on their front porch?
Yeah.
Well, I have 2 in my house, one sitting at each end of the stand that my TV sits on in my living room. And I had every light in my house out, in my apartment out. Didn't think about flipping a light on. I rushed through the house because I thought I had somebody at my apartment door, smacked my left foot into it. I broke the last 3 toes of my left foot and put a hairline crack in the top of the left foot.
All I can say is when you do a job up, you sure do it up good.
That's a... You know, you said the same thing my mother said. All she said is,
and these statues, they're made out of, you know, cement. That's what they're made out of.
Right.
So you, I told her, I says, what, did it hurt in the morning?
Very funny, Kenny.
I think it probably hurt all day long, not just morning, sweet.
Yeah, and then my mom said the same thing you did, asking if it hurt, and I go, yeah, why? She goes, well, at least it wasn't my foot. I was like, thank you.
Okay. Well, it sounds to me like we better pray and get this thing under, going in the right direction here, because otherwise we could sit here and a lot of people could get in trouble with Emily talking like that, so we better just knock that off right now.
Okay. Also, be keeping my mom in prayer. I got a call from her, and she had a special unspoken.
Okay.
With that, I'm complete, Brother Quick.
Reverend Quick, we got a thunderstorm with rain here. We're hoping to hold on. If the lights go out, you'll know because you won't hear nothing. So we just pray it doesn't get worse.
All right. That sounds like the same thing we've had come through here. All right. Well, let's pray and ask the Lord to watch over us this night then. Our Father, thank you for this time that you've given for us to be together again over the radio waves. And, Lord, we're just asking that you just keep your hand upon Excited Radio Network and keep all of the needs under control. And we'll sure thank you a lot for that. And then Miss Ruth just said that they've got a thunderstorm going through there. We're asking that you just keep their lights on for them. And I know they'll appreciate that a lot. Just be with us this night, Lord, for each of these requests that have been made, for this young man that has showed up and has done a good bit of work for Brother Ken and Miss Ruth. We thank you for that, Lord, for the way that he takes his money home and gives it to his parents. That sounds like a superb young man. We're asking you just keep your hand upon him. And then I'm asking that you be with these that Miss Emily has brought to our attention, that you'd minister on each one of them. For her mama has got a special unspoken. And then for Miss Quick and I, we still have a couple of special unspoken requests also. And Lord, just because you have not answered yet does not mean you're not going to answer, that's for sure. We've been through this kind of stuff before, and we know that you're going to answer according to your own sweet and wonderful timing, and that'll just be just great. I'm asking now you just be with this nation of ours, and Lord, that you keep your hand upon it, because we've got a whole lot of people in this nation that have showed up. They're not members at all, but they've got a say on everything that takes place up in Washington. We're pleading with you, you just keep your hand upon this nation and keep it under your blessing. We'll sure thank you for that a whole lot. Now be with us as I preach the Word of God this night. I pray that you just give us good listening ears, listening hearts, and help us to understand this message could be for each one of us. Help us to respond accordingly. Well, sure, thank you and praise you for that. Now watch over us. Help us this night. We plead with you for a fresh filling of your blessed spirit. That's the only way that anything gets done for you is through your spirit, and we know that. We're just asking now you just minister unto us and through us, and we'll thank you for all that you do, for it's in Jesus' name, amen. All right, I'm going to preach along the same lines that I preached last week on My Lord the Filler. This is the second time that I'll be preaching on this thought. And I want you to listen real close, because I'm going to be touching a little bit on what I said last week, but then I'm going to be bringing out some new things also this week. And the Lord has got this message just for somebody special tonight. I know that. That's just exactly how the Lord works. He's worked that way for 50 years through the time that I've been preaching the Word of God. And I don't doubt we'll continue doing it like that all the rest of that we have time. Now, in the Word of God, in the book of Ephesians, chapter number 1, I want to read one verse there, and then we're going to be bouncing along around just a little bit. But Ephesians chapter 1 and verse number 7, listen to what the Word of God says. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. You see, my Lord the Filler, the fact of the Spirit of God being a filler to come by and fill our hearts and this to take us in his will, just exactly like he would have us to be, that there's something special about this. And I'm still going to talk a little bit about the same thought that I said last week, my Lord the Filler. But to be filled with God's Spirit starts first, like I said last week, when you trusted Christ to save your soul. You did not understand that you were going to receive the filling of God's Spirit when you did that. But you did. Every person that has trusted Christ to save their soul has went through that very same thing. They have been filled with the blessed Spirit of God. I say that because of the fact of the peace that flooded my heart. My wife's heart was the same way. My daddy would tell me that that's how it was with him when he trusted Christ. But we had such peace. And then there was that joy that we had never experienced before in all of our days. That joy showed up. And it was just the fact of God saving our soul, but God's Spirit coming and making his presence known by filling us. Now, the devil makes sure that the peace of God does not stay very long. I mean, he just does it. He's got this thing about this. He can't stand for anybody to have peace, because the devil doesn't know anything about peace. But you see, all of us, when we were first born again, very little about how to fight against the devil, that is for sure. I didn't know anything about how to fight against the devil. My wife didn't know anything about how to fight against the devil. Very few that I have ever met, when they trusted Christ, very few have known anything at all about what it takes to fight against the devil. And since we trusted Christ to save our soul, there's different avenues that the devil will take each one of us down. We looked at that first avenue last week. I'm going to bring it up again and talk about it just a little bit this week. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse number 30. For the Word of God says, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. And grieve not the Spirit of God, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. You see, God has sealed us when he saved us. But then we have these weak moments. The devil makes sure of that where we just don't know which way is up, which way is down. We have an awful time. And the devil knows that. And he knows that it's going to throw us for a loop to be filled with the blessed Spirit of God. It's going to throw us for a loop to know the peace of God and the joy that God gives us. And so the first thing that he throws into our way is the fact of our grieving the Spirit of God. Now, we don't do this on purpose. Most of the time, we don't even realize we're doing it. But when we grieve the Spirit of God, we cause for him to have hurt feelings. I'm sure that I'm preaching to folks that's never known anything about what it means to have hurt feelings. Amen. I've known what hurt feelings are. I've been a preacher of the Word of God for nearly 50 years. I know what it's like to have hurt feelings. And everyone else that has never preached the Word of God knows that also. But when we grieve the Spirit of God, we cause for him to have a hurt feeling, a hurtness in his soul concerning us. We have not done right. He knows we haven't done right. And he's going to go to work on us and bring us back around. That's for sure. He always does that. But you see, we're to not grieve the Spirit of God. That is a fact. We're not to grieve the Spirit of God, but we'll do it. And we do it just so easy. And when we grieve the Spirit of God will lay something on our heart. And the Spirit of God will tell us, go talk so-and-so about their soul. And it's so easy for us to say this back to the Lord. Oh, Lord, you know, I've been really wanting to do that. I've really been wanting to do that, but I am so busy right now, I just can't get at it right now. What we've done is just grieve the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God is no different than anyone else. He can get hurt feelings just like you and I can get hurt feelings. Amen. And to grieve the Spirit of God means that we literally say to him, I know I need to do that, but I just don't have the time right now to do it. Isn't that amazing? God would never lay anything upon our hearts to do if we didn't have the time to do it. Can say an amen right there. I'm preaching to me right there because I know what it's like to tell the Lord, oh, I'm sorry, I want to do that, but I just don't have the time right now. And then the time when I did have time to go and talk to somebody, they had passed on into another world. Were they saved? I don't know if they were saved. I didn't go and talk to them about their soul. I don't know if they're in heaven. But if they're not in heaven, there's going to be some blood laying on my hands when I stand before the Lord Jesus Christ. That's for sure. Because I grieved the Spirit of God. He told me to go and talk to somebody. And I said, Lord, I want to do that, but I just don't have the time right now. And when I did get the time, that person didn't have any time because they were dead. Amen. I pointed out last week how it was that we caused for the Spirit of God to get a heavy heart toward us, to be hurt concerning us because we have grieved him. I must remind each one of us that we're guilty of this sin of grieving God's Spirit so easy. So easy. Listen to me now. It's so easy to do this, but we need to take steps to prevent doing that. Amen. Psalms 119, verse number 11. I gave this verse last week also, but I'm going to give it again this week. Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee. Hallelujah. That's the reason, the good reason, why it's good to take time to hide the word of God in our hearts. Amen. Because that gives us that strength that we need when the devil comes by and tries to hit us alongside the head with something. That gives us the strength to be able to stand up against him, to know that the Word of God is in our hearts. Amen. Well, you see, the book of Hebrews chapter 4 has something to say about this same thing. I read this to you last week also. I'm going to bring it out to you again this week. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse number 12 says these words. For the Word of God is quick, powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrows, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Hello. That's the Word of God. That's the power in the Word of God. I just read it to you right there. Oh, listen to me. God's Word indeed is a prevention power against sin. The indwelling Spirit of God indeed is a resisting power against sin. The presence and power of the indwelling Holy Ghost is the very basis for holy living. Holy living. We're motivated to honor God because he lives within our hearts. Amen and amen. I may have brought this verse last week also. That's all right. I'll bring it again this week. 1 Corinthians chapter number 6. Listen to what this says. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? Paul said, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Amen. Amen. That's what we're supposed to be doing. Amen. Well, there's a second twist to living our lives here on this earth. There's a second twist. I'm going to get to it. First, I said, Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 30. And grieve not the Spirit of God, which is in you. Well, this second one also deals with the Spirit of God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 19. Listen to what this says. Quench not the Spirit. Quench not the Spirit. Four words. That's all it is. Quench not the Spirit. Well, how do we quench anything? You don't have to be a mastermind to understand what it means to quench something. To quench means to extinguish, to put it out. Quench not the Spirit. Don't turn the Spirit out. Don't turn him off. No, 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 no. Quench not the Spirit. The Spirit of God is he who lives within us. If we've been saved by the marvelous grace of God, listen to this. It means literally to extinguish. It means literally to put out. Well, isn't that amazing? I've been called for God to be he who puts in. God saved my marvelous soul. I say marvelous soul. It wasn't so marvelous when he saved it, but he's made it marvelous since, amen. God saved my soul because he had something for me to do. I ain't got done with what he's got for me to do yet. I've been 49 and a half years preaching the Word of God. October the 22nd will mark the 50th year of preaching the Word of God. That's when God called me to preach. Well, listen to me now. I must be honest with me. Hello? You must be honest with you. My wife needs to be honest with my wife. My wife and I have been married for a good long little while here. And she can take one look at me. And she can say to me, you ain't doing too good today. Now, I haven't said a word to her. And there's times when I can do the same thing to her. She hasn't said a word to me, and I can look at her and I can say, you ain't doing too good today, are you? How can we tell that? Because we've been married over a half a century. I thought I'd throw that out. I hear all these other big shots throwing that half a century thing around. I thought, well, I wonder what it sounds like, you know, to throw it around. Well, it didn't sound any different than just say over 50 years, amen, hallelujah. But you see, we've been married for so long, we've gotten to know each other pretty good. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. My wife even said amen. Hallelujah. We've gotten to know each other pretty good. She knows when I'm hurting. I know when she's hurting. She'll have a time at different times at night. She'll be up for a few minutes. And when she comes back to bed, it just, I don't know if she does it just to wake me up or what, but she has an awful time trying to get covered back over or whatever it was. And it'll always wake me up, and I'll say to her, honey, you having some trouble? And she'll say, no, I'll get it in a minute. Well, that means right there that I need to get up and help her. I know that for a fact. Amen. I know my wife really good. Amen. And so, but we're not to quench the Spirit of God. We're not to turn him out, turn him off. You can't turn God off. If you think you can turn God off, go ahead and have fun trying. It ain't going to work. It's not going to work. In 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 19, quench not the Spirit. You cannot extinguish the Spirit. You can't turn him off. You can't do it. I must be honest with me. Went to a new doctor today. I've been needing to get into a doctor that knows about knees. I have been to a couple, I won't even say another word about them. I just won't even say another word about them, but they certainly didn't know what they were doing. This young feller, and he was young, walked in the room, told me what his name was, said, I'm having trouble with my knees. They said, you're having trouble with your knees? And I said, yes, sir. He says, lift up your pant legs. He said, where I can see your knees. I did that. He took a look at my knees, and he says, looks like they're swelling a little bit. And he put his fingers on the outside edges of my knees. And it felt like he was putting ice cubes on my knees. First thing he said to me was, both of those knees are very feverish. I mean, he knew what he was doing. You couldn't play games with this fella because he knows what he's doing. Amen. So they're going to get a nerve block set up. He said, I believe that's the route we need to go. I said, I'm not going to argue with you. He had already proven to me that he was an answer to prayer to me, because I had pleaded with God that the Lord would give me somebody that knew something about the knees. And this gentleman knows something about the knees. Amen. Well, you see, we're not to quench the Spirit of God. We're not to grieve the Spirit of God. You listening to me? Either one of those actions is going to show God that we're in trouble. Amen. But I got to be honest with me. Me only. Extinguish every thought. Know God's will over my will. God's will over my will is always much better than my will. Amen. You see, there's some scripture verses. I'm going to jump right in the middle of this thing. Matthew chapter 25, verse 6. These virgins have been warned. They've been warned to get ready because the bridegroom would be coming. And there was, I guess, six on one side, six on the other side. And so they took their They took their lanterns with them. My wife's just sitting there looking at me. And I come up with the word lantern. And I look
at five wise virgins, five foolish virgins.
That's what it is. Amen. Don't you go butting in with a preacher any longer now. You hear me, Ken? That's a good way to get in trouble now. Amen. But you see, five of them didn't take any oil. All of them got up and trimmed their wicks. And then about midnight, the cry came through. The bridegroom is coming. The bridegroom is coming. Get up. Get ready. Let's go. Five wise got up and trimmed their lanterns. The five foolish got up and they said, hey, you over there on the other side, we've got to have a little bit of your oil. That's the only way we can get over there because we ain't got no oil in our things. Well, oil is always a type of the Spirit of God. And that's about how it is in the religious field. There are those that have what they call religion. They don't have the Spirit of God, but they've got some religion. Amen. But you see, let me read these verses to you now. At midnight there was a cry made. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. Well, the wise one said, you're going to have to go uptown and get yourself some oil. That's all it took them. We ain't going to give you none of our oil. We'll run out of oil ourselves. And so while they're gone to get some oil, the bridegroom comes. Those that are ready are ushered in. And when they get inside, the door is shut and locked. Listen to me. Everybody listen to me. I'm going somewhere. Listen to me. When the foolish got back, they'd gotten some oil uptown. And they got back and they banged on the door, banged on the door, banged on the door, banged on the door. And finally the bridegroom came to the door. Listen to what he says to him. He says, verily I say unto you, I know you not. Wouldn't that be a shocker for them to not be let in? Ladies and gentlemen, listen to me. There is something that's fixing to happen. It could happen in just no time. Because you see, I just mentioned those that have religion empty religion. And I'm going to read you some scripture about that now, that very thing. Matthew chapter 21, or chapter 7, and verse number 21. These are the words of the Lord Jesus. He's telling about this. Listen to this now. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. The verse doesn't stop there. But I have been stopped many a time by different ones around and said, hold on, hold on. There's a mistake in that Bible. There is a mistake in that Bible, because doesn't Romans 10:13 say, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved? And now the Bible is saying, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Well, let's read the rest of this. That's not the end of that story. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. That's who's going to be in heaven. Amen. That's who's going to be in heaven. But there be many that will come to him, come to me and say, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? Preachers. Lost preachers. Prophesied in thy name, and in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. There's pastors. There's probably pastors' wives. There's no doubt deacons. There's trustees. The whole bunch is in here. Listen to the words of the Lord Jesus now. And then will I profess unto them, Jesus said, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Wow. Isn't that amazing? They could have had the Spirit of God. This is the bunch that no doubt had said, no, 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 no. Quenching, getting cut out. We don't need him in here. And they wouldn't let the Spirit of God in their hearts. They were preachers. They were deacons. They were Sunday school teachers. There was a whole bunch of them in there. But Jesus is going to say to them, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. I never knew you. You know why he never knew them? Because they never had the Spirit of God within them. Amen and amen and amen. You see what I'm saying? I'm saying to you, my Lord, the filler, still works right now in the 21st century. It still works for us right now. There could be somebody listening to me tonight. You don't know Christ. You've never trusted Christ to save your soul. I would plead with you that you would listen to the Spirit of God as he deals with you, as he speaks to your heart. And when he puts you under conviction of your sin, you better cry out to him and confess to him that you're a sinner and you know it, and that you need Jesus to save your soul. And he'll do it. You will be in that number that indeed has called upon the name of the Lord and is saved and is going to heaven. Hallelujah. Isn't that amazing? I earnestly trust that y'all have learned much about the daily filling of God's Spirit in the last 2 weeks now. I want you to call or text Brother Ken with any questions that you may have. The sooner that you contact him, the sooner we'll get an answer back to you. Remember that I host of the matter and the truth of living a fruitful Christian life is worth learning about. I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here to tell you, if the Spirit of God has spoke to your heart about your sin this night, you need to do something about it. You need to do something about it right now. You need to drop to your knees. You need to confess to the Lord that you know that you're a sinner. You need to confess to the Lord that you know you can't save yourself. You need to confess to the Lord that you need Jesus to save your soul, and he'll do it before you get up off your knees. Amen and amen. And when he does it, you will know it. Our Father, thank you for these moments again tonight. And I would plead with you that you would deal with our hearts and help us to understand that which we have heard is real, it's real, it's real yet today. And it's very much needed. I would plead with you that you would speak to our hearts, that you get much fruit under the name of the Lord Jesus. And we'll thank you and praise you. For it's in Jesus' name that we ask it. Amen. Our mailing address is 1122 1122 Church Street. That's Waycross, Georgia. Waycross is spelled capital W-A-Y-C-R-O-S-S, Georgia. Our zip is 31501. And we want to be able to hear from somebody this week, that's for sure. So just drop us a note. Get a hold of Ken. Send a note to Ken so that Ken can get a hold of us. We want to hear from you this week. We want to be able to help somebody this week. And we'll sure thank you and praise you for all that you let us. All right, Brother Ken, it's up to you.
All right, and if you wish to contact Brother Quick, especially if you're out of the United States and wish to get a note to him a lot quicker, you can do that using email by contacting me, feelandtouchking@gmail.com. That's F-E-E-L, letter N as Nancy, T-O-U-C-H, K-I-N-G at gmail.com. Again, feelandtouchking@gmail.com. In your subject line, just put question or comment for Brother Quick. And then in your body of your email, just write out your message that you want Brother Quick to read. And then what we will do when you send it to us, we will send that. We will print it off, send it to Brother Quick. When he sends a response back to me, we will turn that into a PDF, attach it to an email, and send it right back to you. Amen. All right, Sister Ruth, who do we got with us here at the end that may have a question or comment on the message?
Well, we always got the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, band of angels. We have you, Sister Emily, Brother Quick, and just little old me.
All right. Well, Emily, what do you got for us? All right, Emily, get your coffee. Her mic is open, correct, Ruth?
Yes.
All right, come on, Emily, get your coffee.
Kenny, I was having malfunctions with equipment.
Oh, I thought you didn't have your coffee.
Are you sure I don't have my... the Lion Punch in my root beer.
Oh. Well, I was wondering what you didn't have, that you were getting a little slow there. All right. What do you, any questions or comments, what have you?
No, all I got to say is that was a very good message tonight, Brother Quick, and I'm going to tell you, I really needed that tonight after the week I've been having and stuff. I really needed to hear that. Thank you.
All right.
And with
Sister
that,
Ruth.
I'm complete, Ken.
All right, Sister Ruth.
Honey, that was so wonderful that Reverend Quick is going to have that one down as one of the best sermons he ever did, because I wrote so much extensive notes, it was took up 4 pages. So I think he already knows I love the sermon. So that takes care of that thing, and we'll just praise the Lord for everything and go on.
All right. And, Brother Quick, I like that about the quenching of the spirit that you were talking about, because there are some out there that talk about quenching of the spirit is like, if you don't speak in tongues, you're quenching the spirit. And I think you know where we're going with that. And maybe you might want to get in, you might want to get into that one of these nights and talk about that. You might want to delve into that.
I hear you.
Delve into the truth on that one, because I think we need to hear the truth on that. Amen. All right. With that, since we all seem to be complete, just want to remind everybody that tomorrow, if you go to Station 2 at 6 p.m., you'll be able to enjoy Brother Six Eyes as he does My Daddy's Records. You call the number 515-605-9340, 515-605-9340, and then, of course, here on Station 1, 424-243-9617, 424-243-9617 at 9 p.m., for AJ and the squad. And we'd appreciate it if you join us for both programs. And you can always get any and all the programs here at the Six Eyes Radio Network by just first downloading the iHeartRadio app. Once you've done that on your phone or smartphone, tablet, what have you, and once you've done that, then just type into iHeartRadio's search box there, type in Six Eyes Radio, that's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S space radio, R-A-D-I-O, click enter, 2 results should pop up there. You'll see Six Eyes Radio and Six Eyes Radio Network 2. When you get that, you'll want to subscribe to both, because Six Eyes Radio is, of course, Station 1, and Six Eyes Radio Network 2 is, of course, Station 2. And you'll be able to get all the great programming that we have all week. And you'll be able to enjoy 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Amen. And with that, we are going to say God bless, good night, and we'll have Brother Quick give us a closing prayer, and we'll catch you tomorrow. Amen.
Brother Quick.
Yes.
I was going to ask you to be keeping me in prayer. I just had to take some stuff to try and eliminate a migraine.
Okay.
With that, I'm complete.
All right, we'll do that. Our Father, thank you for these moments that you've given for us to be together. And I'm asking if you'd be with Miss Emily for this migraine that she's having. You just minister unto it and just touch it and help her through it. I've never had a migraine, but I've been around a good number of other ones that have. And so I'm just asking you just minister unto her and touch her in a special way this night. I'm asking you to be with each of these requests that were made this night. For Brother Ken and Anna Nash, young feller, asking you just get a hand upon him. And I'm glad that Brother Ken's got a young feller to come around and help with the yard work and stuff. I'm just asking you just minister there and be with him in a special way. Bet you'd be with Miss Quick and me on the two special unspoken requests that we still have. And we know that you're working on them. We know that for a fact. And we know that it's going to come to where you're going to answer according to your own sweet and wonderful will. And we know that that'll take place. Then I'm asking that you'd be with our nation in a very special way. And for our leaders, that you just, your spirit would fall on them, that you just minister on to those that are in Congress and help them to understand they're all going to have to answer to you one of these days, and they need to live their lives now knowing that that's going to take place. But you'd be with the first responders anytime that they've got to be out. Just keep your hand upon them. And for all of those that are working during the storms and stuff, that you just keep them safe. Be with us now and help us in this week to come. And we'll sure thank you and praise you for that. And thank you for how you have helped me this night. Thank you for the knee doctor that you gave us this day. I'm asking you just keep your hand upon him and give me the opportunity to be able to speak to him again. Well, sure enough, thank you for that. Be with us now, Will. Thank you, and we love you with all of our hearts. Be with us in Jesus' name. Amen. Good night, y'all.
Good night. Amen.
Amen.